Baltimore Symphony Orchestra's music director designate Jonathan Haywood begins his tenure officially in September, but he's been in town this month to conduct a couple of concerts, and I've been able to catch him between the two. It's such a pleasure to speak to you again, Jonathan. Thanks for carving out some time.
Great to be here.
When I interviewed you in March of last year about your debut with the Baltimore Symphony, it hadn't actually really dawned on me that I suppose that was an audition in a way. And the fact that your selection was unanimous obviously suggests that the rapport and chemistry with the orchestra was fantastic from the get-go. I'm wondering how that was from your side.
Well, it was certainly a mutual feeling, actually. You know, the appointment, as you sort of hinted at, happened quite quick. And I think the theme is, when you know, you know. It all felt right. All the moving parts felt right. Not only kind of course, first and foremost, my connection with the orchestral members, but also with the organization in a whole, where they feel they will be bold and innovative for the next kind of chapter of the Baltimore Symphony wonderful legacy. And all of that really pointed in the direction of where I saw myself as an artist. So again, when you know, you know.
So looking at some of the innovation, I think it's very clear that you are committed to including new music in your imaginative concert programming. And that was very clear in the program with Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral, then the War Horse of the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto and the Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances. And something similar with this forthcoming program, with the 2021 work by Grace Evangeline Mason, the Soul Bass with Xavier Foley, and then the Pathetique by Tchaikovsky. So tell me a bit about Grace Evangeline Mason.
Yeah, Grace Evangeline Mason is a young British composer who I believe is an amazing storyteller, particularly through her vision of orchestrations and how she tells a narrative throughout the orchestra. I think I find very, very interesting. This piece, The Imagined Forest, is a gorgeous technicolor narrative that really has this immense arc to it. You really feel like you're going through a journey of a forest in a lot of ways. You know, the sort of busyness of what a forest can feel like as well, but also the sort of sweet tranquility that you also get when going in through this imaginary forest. And it's just a really gorgeous, gorgeous piece that I cannot wait to bring to Baltimore.
So the work by Xavier Foley, he of course is a bass virtuoso as well as being a composer. What is his background?
So we are both Southern boys. He grew up in Georgia and I grew up in Charleston. And this work is mainly based on themes and music of his upbringing, both gospel and jazz. And I just couldn't imagine a better concerto. Of course, he wrote it, so he writes it to his strengths. But there's something about this work, when we originally premiered it in Atlanta, that I thought, we just have to get this here. We have to get this, well, first and foremost, this wonderful artist, but this amazing composition that infuses themes of gospel and jazz, which makes classical music more relevant. I'm often talking about this idea that a lot of themes in classical music are actually associated with different genres of music. And we see this completely front and center with Xavier Foley performing this amazing, gorgeous piece written for solo bass, which isn't a concerto that we normally get to hear. But I'm so thrilled that he's going to be joining us next week.
So aside from your commitment to including new music, what are some of the ideas that you are getting for the initial five-year period of your tenure with the orchestra?
Well, one thing that I found incredibly inspiring over particularly these past 2 weeks that I've been in Baltimore is the sense of community and the sort of synergy behind what I feel is an electric alignment between the organization, everyone in the organization, from the musicians to the administration, the wonderful staff that keep us going day to day, and trickling down to, you know, our state elected officials. Governor Westmore is now a huge advocate for what we do, and having his support is amazing. But what's been really great to feel is a sense of community. Having such a warm reception, not having played even a note from the first night in Baltimore has been so heartwarming for me. And essentially what I really want to strive to do is to really deepen these connections to the community, to make sure that people feel like this is a space for them, to make sure that we put our money where our mouth is when it comes down to that, and not just talk about it, but really get to know the community and what they need from us. I think we've made some wonderful strides already, even in just my designate year, but I'm so excited to deepen it even more.
It's going to be wonderful to hear music director designate of the Baltimore Symphony, Jonathan Haywood, with another inventive program of Grace Evangeline Mason, Xavier Foley, and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, The Pathetique. I'm so excited to hear what you do with The Pathetique. This will be at the Meyerhof and Strathmore this weekend, and there's more at bsomusic.org. Jonathan, the biggest, warmest, heartfelt welcome to you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.